Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It seems a little odd to be saying good afternoon, considering when I greet everyone, I'm saying good evening. This is a special sports edition of the Master J Bow Show, and we also have a hot topic on hand. We are going to be discussing the right on point topic of Brian Banks. I can't wait to explain this information for those who aren't to the sports world. And we're also carrying on with our segment on the Caribbean Month here at Rouse Ministries and Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. Praise God. I do apologize. We're trying to schedule the show 12 today, and we've come through some serious technical difficulties, and we're still having some. Bear with us. I'm just going to pray it all will continue to go well. And you know what? It is going to be how it is meant to be, good, bad, or different. Amen. But before we begin, we certainly need to look to the Lord and seek Him for prayer, for guidance, for strength, and for clarity. And I can assure you, clarity is something we definitely need today, not just the show, but in the world that we live in, and as we go through from time to time and day to day, praise God. So won't you join me in prayer now? Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you, Father. Thank you for being God and God all by yourself. I thank you for being stronger and bigger than any issue or problem that we have today, Father God. I thank you for being our Father. You said not only would you give us our daily bread, but that we know you give us so much more. Whether we deserve it or not, you continue to bless us, and for that we are truly grateful. Father, we ask that you would touch lives and you would move mountains, Father God. You would speak out to those listening to the show and let them know that all things work together for the good of those who are called according to thy purpose. Father God, we ask right now that you would see your way through this show, Father God. We know we've had technical issues, but Father, we know that everything happens for a reason. So, you know what? I'm not going to worry. I'm going to leave it with you because worry is not of you. And therefore, I trust whatever you have at hand. And I know that you have a purpose for us doing this special sports segment today, Father. And for that, we thank you for the opportunity. We would ask that you would take over right now. Give us your touch, Father God. Remove me, Pastor J. Rouse, from the equation. And let the Lord and the Holy Spirit take over, Father God, and move mountains, touch lives, change lives, and certainly fuel us for the battles that lie ahead, for the discouragements that we know in life, and for any disappointment that we may be going through, that we've been through. And Father God, even though we may see it in the future, that we can be prepared for it and know that you will always see us through. So, Father, we thank you again. We lift you up. We pray. We give you honor and glory because only you are worthy. And all together, for those who agreed, even though we ask it in Jesus' name, we should say, amen. Praise God. Amen. Yes, it's been a very odd morning, but it's the first time we've experienced technical difficulties. This one is a little different from the usual ones, but that's okay because God has purpose. Even if it's just for us to talk and inspire one another, praise God. But I do have some uplifting things to share with you today, and so I'm very excited. Before we begin, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to start off with some music because we wanted to start our segment with the continuation of our Caribbean theme. And so I'm going to go ahead and we're going to see what we can come up with. I like JD and this is Caribbean Praise Boy.
Father, when we drop, we see fire, and we start to bend it, fighting, country, Jamaica. And this is how they worship the Almighty Father. Well, them stars, we say, stars all of these churches, mighty, glorious, start to put up your hand and jump and
amen. This is Caribbean Praise. Amen. Praise God. We are very, very excited and happy to welcome from Barbados the Pioneer Cavalier Cricket Club. They arrived on Friday evening safely. Praise the Lord. And they are here. And they are obvious. Amen. You cannot miss these guys. They're just full of joy, laughter, excitement, and anticipation. Praise the Lord. I want to give a special shout to my two uncles on the team, my Uncle Oswell Martin and also Orville Riley. And, of course, my Uncle Oswell bus buddies, Reuben Gibson and Adrian Smith, praise the Lord. Just want to welcome them. And for the family that's listening, yes, here, and they've arrived safely. They're in one piece. And if I had my way, I would keep all four of them right here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. We had a wonderful event yesterday. They had their first match. It was the open match of their tour, and they played the Markham Cricket Club. And so that was absolutely a joy and a blessing, obviously, and a very interesting day. I met very interesting people, had the opportunity of interviewing people. Sadly, our technical audio stuff, the noise reduction system seemed to be messed up, and it's quite windy. So a lot of our audio is a little not so clear, and some of it is amazing. So my heart is a little sad, but you know what? You live and learn, and we were outdoors, and I can assure you, we're going to do some cutting and pasting for Tuesday's show, because remember, Wednesday, we will be at the airport. We will not be able to do the studio Wednesday evening. The show that we normally have on Wednesday will be taking place on Tuesday. I'm trying to get some of the audio straightened out and see what we can salvage, but definitely the good thing about it is we have some regular people assisting with the show from here on through until, I believe, August the 27th. we will have some from some former cricket and sport journalists. I had the opportunity of speaking with Pierce today. The interview was amazing, and my heart is so sad that all of this happened and somehow didn't seem to work the way it should have. And so some of it is there, but I'm still going to play it, whether you like it or not, because I want to share this wonderful man. We will definitely be hearing from him throughout the entire cricket tournament. We also had the privilege and honor of speaking with a member of the Pioneers. He's a public relations officer, and he does an amazing job. I'm simply in awe with him. He does such a wonderful, wonderful job. And he's also probably the PRO, I'm going to put that out there, but forgive me if I'm wrong, of another cricket team, too, and that's the Maxwell Cricket Club. And they're both from Barbados. And as he explained in the interview we did with him, that there are several different people who are members of different teams and the different teams combined. And so that's a joy and blessing right there. And so we had the opportunity of interviewing Winston Haynes. He's also going to be assisting with the scores. He's going to keep us posted and keep us going, and he's going to basically give all the updates. We know what's happening. Now, one of the things that I'm enjoying, too, he's going to be here, I believe, until the 27th. So we will be getting regular updates from both Pierce and Morgan from CBC. And when I say CBC, I don't mean Canadian Broadcasting, but he's Caribbean Broadcasting Corporation sports journalist, and also Winston Haynes of the Pioneer Cricket Club and Maxwell Cricket Club's the public relations officer. In the meantime, I do have an agenda here that I want to be able to go through and sort of give you guys an overhead and an oversight of what's going to be happening. There will be regular updates on our usual page, so please check it out throughout the next couple weeks at Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page. So don't forget to check us out. We will be posting all the matches coming up for both Pioneer Cricket Club and, with great anticipation, on Wednesday, August the 14th, the arrival of the much-anticipated I'm Cricket Club will be coming in from Barbados, and they will be playing several matches and some very challenging matches. So this is going to be a different level and caliber of playing. So this is going to be rather interesting because Lime is the G4S four-time Barbados champions. And so we'll have to see sort of thing we're going to be dealing with. They're also going to be assisted with some matches set up for a weekend tournament. It's going to be Masters and Mixed Games the weekend of the 17th, 18th. And yes, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications will be there. And voila, Pastor J-Rock will be on occasion too. Lots to do, lots happening, lots taking place. And that's okay because during that time, Pioneer will be in Montreal checking out the sites and the scenes. So before we give out our events and our updated and upcoming events, let's take over some more music. Why do they say Take Over Me, Jesus by JD? I'm enjoying JD. Amen.
Take over me, Jesus. Take over me, Jesus. Take over me, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Okay. So here's a general overview of some of the matches coming up for both the Lyme Cricket Club, Lyme Masters, and the Pioneer Cavaliers. Now today, this afternoon, as we speak, at 1 o'clock, Pioneers will be in Pickering on Sandy Beach Road, forgive me, and they will be playing the Pickering Cricket Club. Then on Wednesday, we have the arrival of the Lyme Cricket Club, and Pioneers will be in Cambridge playing the Cambridge Cricket Club. On Friday will be the next set of matches. Pioneer will be playing Durham, also in spring. We will give you particulars of the actual location if it's the same spot. And there's a private Lyme Cricket Club and Mississauga Ramblers banquet, and we'll have some presentation speeches, as well as some other dignitaries will be in attendance. Media Hour, if you're media and need to get some information, please get in touch with us at pastorjroshow@gmail.com. The email again is pastorjroshow@gmail.com. Okay, you can also connect with us. Anybody can connect with us on Twitter. It's Pastor Rao Show. There's no J on Twitter, just Pastor Rouse Show. Okay. Then moving along, as I said, the tournament for the weekend, there'll be two major tournaments to take place. Mississauga Ramblers, first in the morning. It will be in Mississauga, and it will be Lyme Masters versus the Mississauga Rambler Masters. So that should be an interesting match. And then in the afternoon will be mixed Lyme teams. So it'll consist of their Masters and some of their regular younger players versus the mixed Mississauga Rambler's match. And as I mentioned prior, the Pioneer Cricket Club will be in Montreal. Following the Sunday on the 18th, once again, we will have the rematches of the Lyme Masters versus Mississauga Rambler Masters. And again, in the afternoon, Lyme mixed and Mississauga Rambler mixed in the afternoon. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful week. And I encourage everyone out in that area to come. I'll give you all the particulars and details. And also, once again, check out Roots Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page, and you'll be able to get all updates and locations. Now, on the 21st, Pioneers will be in Woodstock, Ontario, and they'll be playing the Woodstock Cricket Club. And then on Thursday the 22nd, there will be a Lyme Master game versus the Islanders. They're supposed to be locals as well, so this should be rather interesting. I don't know much about them, so as soon as I get more particulars, I'll be able to update everyone accordingly. Then on Friday the 23rd, the Pioneer Cricket Club will be playing the Police, and I believe that that's at the Police Cricket Ground north of Scarborough. I think it's Nickel. I will give you more particulars. It's been a couple years since I've been out in that area, so I believe that's what's taking place, but don't quote me on that. I will certainly update everyone accordingly. On the 24th, Saturday, there be Lyme Masters will be in Cambridge. They'll be playing the Cambridge Cricket Club. And on that day, there will also be Pioneer Cavalier versus Malvern. And you know, they always play in the Scarborough location on Ellesmere Road. Ellesmere and Nielsen, I believe, is the location behind the grocery store plaza right there. But we will have exact details and locations and information, as well as the times the match will be taking place. Okay. On Sunday, August the 25th, the Lyme Masters will be playing Malvern. So they'll be playing Malvern the next day at Will Brown. Interesting, and I can imagine that all teams will be together at that point in time just to sort of support each other, and they will also be having a few events together as well. I'll announce those. I'm not sure if they're private or public, so as I get the information, I'll certainly post it. And then on the 27th, the Pioneers depart for Boston for the rest of the... They're not just doing a Canadian tour. It's a Canada-US tour. And I believe that will be the last day for Lyme. And they will be doing lots of stuff, running around, doing things, shopping, sightseeing, all of the exciting things. And they depart on the 28th. So as you can see, it's going to be an adventurous month. I didn't mention all the extra things that they're going to be doing because we've got a few cookouts, a bunch of some Lyme hanging out time, some spending time barbecues and different things like that. But these are private events, so we will certainly keep you posted on anything that is public and anyone can attend. You can certainly support all of these teams. Not while the tour is going on, but you want to remember to support Markham, Pickering, Durham, Police, Mississauga Ramblers, Cambridge, Woodstock, definitely Malvern. After these teams go back, Barbados, because you know what? This is cricket, and cricket is a fun sport. It's a good sport. It's a growing sport. I don't want to miss the boat. All right. One more song, and then we're going to get into our hot topic first, and then we can take things from there. All right? Let me see. I think it would be important. We're going to play somebody that we've featured on our show. Still support him. Wonderful man. A local called Jermaine Cowan, live and direct, originally from, I believe, St. Catharines, Jamaica. If I get it wrong, I know I hear about it. So this is Something About Life by Jermaine Cowan and the Rhythm King.
Ooh, oh.
Something about life makes me want to smile. You know, I play that song for a purpose because, you know, I always say that we have to dig deeper to see our blessing because sometimes we think we're not blessed, and that's not always the case. And this hot top on Right On Point is just heartwarming. Sad, but for those who believe in happy endings, it is beyond that. Amen. Praise God. This is a story about a young man by the name of Brian Banks. Mr. Banks, I'm going to read a little segment of the Wikipedia. But I have to, before I begin, what really surprised me and actually made me feel really good was, if you're listed on Wikipedia, normally they just go ahead and it starts with the most obvious things that you're known for. It's more like, how would I say, your more recent accolades. Let's put it that way. Well, the joy of this whole situation is the fact that Mr. Banks is written up, and it's so biblical when I say, all things are passed away and everything is new. I always say that. Here's what it reads. Brian Keith Banks, born July 24th, 1985, is an American football linebacker for the Atlanta Falcons of the National Football League, or the NFL as we all know it. And as an undrafted free agent with the Las Vegas Locomotive of the United Football League in 2012. Banks, standout high school football star of Polytechnical High School in Long Beach, California, and in 2002 had verbally committed to play for USC. So, these are the more recent accolades. Then it starts to break down more information, and I like the way it's worded. It says, after being falsely accused of rape by a classmate, he spent more than 5 years in prison but had his conviction overturned in 2012 after his accuser was secretly recorded admitting she had fabricated the story. Wow. I keep reading. Following his explanation, Banks sought to resume his football career, attending minicamp for several NFL teams before signing with the Locomotives in September 20th, 2012. Banks signed for the Atlanta Falcons on April 3rd, 2013. Wow. To put this in perspective, we see all his current accolades, but then you'll notice that in between, closer to the bottom of the accolades, mention of something that happened, he had spent 5 years, the person was secretly admitted that it was falsely accused, it was overturned, and they carry on. The way they say it, it's, you know, very nonchalant, which I have to say, right now, with that comment, it is a little striking when I think about when media portrays wrongdoings, and it's going to be our hot topic on Point on Tuesday's show, because we have a tendency in media, and I shouldn't say we, because I don't want to put myself as part of it. I like to broadcast good things, not bad things. Amen. But we focus on the negative things. And even though they had that accolade, they could have still left that out. But they did put it in, but you'll notice it was casually written and worded as though, you know, this is just something that took place. Well, spending 5 years in prison is not something that just casually takes place. I can assure you, I would hope never to spend an hour, let alone 5 years, in prison. Amen. Sometimes people do things wrong. Sometimes people try to turn things around. Sometimes you're caught with the wrong friends or even at the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, life is so bizarre. I'll tell you a personal story. I was driving back from Windsor one weekend, usual travel back and forth between my two favorite cities, and I am not joking. There was an OPP officer off at the side of the road, and he had already stopped a car, and I was just driving along, and I was actually on my Bluetooth talking to my mom, and we were just talking, and then all of a sudden I said to her, OPP officer, he moved from where he was and he was driving, but he was on the side of me, on the left-hand driver's side, and he had passed me, And then I noticed he started slowing down. So I thought, maybe he's going to pull over this erratic driver that was just driving in front of me. And then he continued to slow down, and then he put his lights on, and I looked around and realized, well, it must be me. So I thought, what in the world? So I said, Mom, I've got to go. I don't know why. There's a PP officer trying to pull me over. So I pulled over to the side of the road, and you know, I stopped, and I thought, wow. And normally, in a case like this, I would have started praying. But for some reason, I didn't see the need to pray because I was just driving along. And I thought, wow, my taillight or something out, or I don't know. And I thought, is an OPP officer really going to pull me off the side of the road just to tell me that in broad day? That wasn't even nighttime. So I thought, well, we'll see what's happening. So I pull over. And I wind down the window because I see him walking towards the car very casually. And he comes over to the driver's side row, and I smile at him, and I go, hi there, in my usual friendly way. And he says, hello, ma'am. And I said, hi. And then I kept looking because he sort of looked like somebody I knew that I went to school with. Actually is a police officer, but he's not with the OPP, but I thought maybe he transferred. So I had to take another look because it was kind of in my eye, and I looked again, and I thought, wait a minute, this isn't the person I thought it was. So I thought something must be wrong, and I thought, oh, please tell me something horrible hasn't happened, and, you know, something trying to get in touch with me. So I said, is something wrong? And he says, no, everything's fine. And I said, okay. But you pulled me over. I said, I'm not sure why you pulled me over. And then he said, can I see your hands? And they were already on the stairwell, so I lifted them up. I said, turn them over. And I turned them over, and he looked to my hands, and he said, okay, thank you so much. And I said, well, wait a minute, and started to walk away. So I said to him, where are you going? He said, it's okay, ma'am, you're free. And I said, but you pulled me over for a reason. I'm a little confused. And kind of laughed, and I think he was a little embarrassed. And he said, I noticed as you were driving along, he said, you were doing something. You had something to your mouth, or you had your hand close to your mouth. And I said, oh, I was on my Bluetooth talking to Mom. And I said, I'm always talking with my hands. They're always moving around. And he said, oh, no, it was something I saw. I said, what do you mean? He goes, I was thinking that. He goes, it's okay. He said, I don't want you to worry. And I said, well, I am worried. Said, from him driving by, when I put my hand to my mouth, and I think I was just adjusting my Bluetooth volume, from the side he was at, he said, it looked like I was smoking a joint. And I started to laugh. It's not me, definitely not me. And I laughed. I said, are you kidding me? I didn't know if I was laughing out of shock or laughing out of how ironically silly it sounded. And he started to laugh too. And I said, no, I said, I'm a minister, and I don't take part in kind of stuff. And he said, why not? It's not bad stuff. And I think he was saying that just to see my reaction. I said, well, it might be fine for somebody else, but no, I don't do that. I can vouch for that. And he said, no, I can tell. He says, as soon as I got to the car, I could tell. And I said, okay. I said, wow. And I started just laughing, and he laughed. He realized that I thought I was so silly. And I said, do you realize you had me worried? I thought something was wrong, or there was an emergency or something. And he said, no, nothing at all. He said, I'm so sorry to have troubled you. Have a wonderful day. I said, here, I'm going to help get out. And I said, well, actually, I'm going to come off this turn off because this is where I usually make a stop. It was a regular place that I always stopped in. And I had intended to come off there anyways. And he said, okay, well, I'll help to guide you on safely. I don't want anything to happen to you. And I said, okay, thank you, officer. God bless you. Well, I called my mom right away, and I said, you're not going to believe this. And she started to laugh. You know, it's funny, but you just know that people don't know who you are. People don't know what you get up to. People don't know what you do behind closed doors, et cetera, et cetera. But it just kind of made me feel kind of weird to have him say something that, to me at this stage in my life when I know I don't do things like that. And, you know, it may seem very trivial to some, but to me it was very much of a big deal because I thought, well, this won't look very good on my ministry now, would it? So then it's sad because we live in a very judgmental world. But that being said, it's become so casual now that people can just casually mend people's wrongdoings, and it's not a big deal. Well, to my thanks, this is obviously an extremely big deal. I'm going to read to you further down, it talks about the case. And it's got a heading, literally, and it says sexual assault case. That's sad. It makes me feel really sad for him, to be honest. So it says, in the summer of 2002, Banks was arrested and charged after classmate Wendy Gibson said that he dragged her into a stairwell of Polytechnical High School and raped her. Faced with possible, listen to this, 41 years to life sentence, my word. He accepted a plea deal. He got scared. That included 5 years in prison, 5 years of probation, and registering, listen to this, as a sex offender. Now, anyone who knows anything about a registry of a sex offender, once you're designated in it, you have to report on a regular basis. You have to live in certain areas. You're restricted from certain places you can go. You're restricted to be around certain people, I think even children. You are basically, back in the old English times, they would have talked about the scarlet letter. Well, this basically is you would be scarred and marred life, basically, because your life would never be the same. You could not live a normal life. It would be, I mean, it's hard enough having to go to prison and still blend back into society and just kind of move on with life because people always look at you in a different way or treat you differently. And so this is sort of a little sad. Now I say this because he took a plea bargain only because he was facing a possible 41 years to life. Now keep in mind, this was in 2002. This was at the end of his high school years. He was still very young. And he had hopes, he had dreams, he had so much to look forward to. And there was so many things that he intended to do with his life. He'd been basically playing football for so long, and this was very important to him. This was something he had strived to do for the rest of his life. Now, think about all the things that you hoped to do and hoped to do and wanted to accomplish, and maybe you're still working on accomplishing, and you're not given that opportunity in life anymore, and you're faced with some kind of a decision like this. You know, on that note, during the week, I want to hear from people on how they would deal with something like that if they had to face a situation like that. I think that that's very important that we figure out where things go from there and how you make the decisions you make in life. Amen. So definitely, we want to hear from you. So email us sometime during the week or over the next couple days at PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com. Or Twitter, Pastor J. Rouse Show. You can also contact us directly, message us, and inbox us on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications Facebook page. I think it's very important we hear. How would you deal with something like that if this was something you were facing and to contend with? So I'll continue. So now, he takes this plea deal. Remember? He was facing 41 years of life. He takes the plea. It consists of 5 in prison, another 5 years of probation, and registering as a sex offender. Now, Anita Gibson and her mother, Wanda Rose, sued the Long Beach Unified School District, claiming the Poly campus was not a safe environment. And they won $1.5 million in settlement. Wow. That's a huge lawsuit. Moving right along. In March of 2011, Gibson contacted Banks on Facebook, met with him, and admitted that she had fabricated the story. Banks secretly recorded Gibson's confession, but she refused to tell prosecutors she had lied so she wouldn't have to return the money she and her family had won in court. Nevertheless, it was a taped admission and help from California Innocence Project attorneys in Los Angeles County, prosecutors overturned Banks' conviction on May 24th, 2012. Now, I'm going to bring attention to that date when it was overturned, because if you recall, it was April of 2013 that he actually ended up being placed on the Atlanta Falcons team. So we're talking less than 1 year. That's amazing. God is good, man. Less than 1 year later, he is not only caught up, but he is moved to where he really rightly should be and should have been. But only the Lord can see things move that quickly. Now, reading on April 12, 2013, the Long Beach Unified School District announced it was suing Juanita Gibson. Now, remember, they're suing her for $2 million in an effort to recoup the $1.5 million she received, along with attorney fees and punitive damages. So now, they are now suing her for even more money than she was awarded. So they're going to get back their attorney's fees. Basically, what's happening is they're suing to get back the money as well as the cost of the litigation at hand. Now, it says on June 14, 2013, the school district won a $2.6 million judgment. So they even won a bigger award settlement than they were even going to be suing for. It says the $2.6 million judgment against Gibson, which includes the $750,000 settlement initially paid to her, along with attorney's fees, interest, and $1 million in punitive damages. And then it ends here. It says, Banks now serves as a spokesperson for the California Innocence Project and is working on a documentary about his story. Wow. I'm sorry, people, but if you're not simply moved by this, then I've got a question. Amen. This is a phenomenal story. It just... We hear about wrongs, and then they get turned to right. And, you know, we always say that the Lord can make the crooked straight, but this is very powerful stuff, people. And you know what? I'm very proud of him. I'm sorry for all he had to go through. Can't even imagine. I put on my Facebook page today that I've had to endure a lot in my life, and I can remember my grandmother telling at one point, as an old soul, she said, for such a young person, you've endured so many things in life for such a young age. And, you know, it's true. I've been through a lot. I share a lot of what I go through or what I've been through, what I still continue to go through. But I know that no matter what happens in my life, I hold on to God's unchanging hands. And that's what gives me the drive and the support and the encouragement and the self-motivation to keep going. Because I know that the Lord has a purpose for me. But I mean, like I said, I couldn't be incarcerated. Well, I spent an hour. I want to take that back. I don't even think I can handle being put in handcuffs and taken down to the police station, praise God. You know what? You just never know what you can endure until you're ready to go through it. There's a lot I've been through, and same thing. I never thought I would survive some of the things I've been through and endure. And on that note, some scriptures came to mind, team. In Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." Now, in this translation, the ending, it says, "He will make your path straight." Amen. God is something that will always most definitely direct you, but it's hard. It's very hard when you're going through something to just sort of be that trustworthy and that trustful of the Lord. It's hard to trust mankind, let alone the Lord. Going through something really bad, it's hard to maintain trust. You know, I think I'm going to follow the Brian Banks story because it's rather interesting to see what kept him together throughout his term and had to serve. It would be rather interesting now to find out Ms. Gibson's point of this. I mean, we live in a world where forgiveness is important, amen? So do you go through something like this? Here's another question for you. We want to hear from you. Do you go through this kind of trial and tribulation, and even if you come through unscathed and God makes the crooked straight and he writes the wrongs, do you forgive? Do you just kind of turn around and walk away and just keep moving on and not worry about it? Or how do you deal with it? We want to hear from you. Pastor J. Rouse Show at Gmail. Email us, Pastor J. Rouse Show at gmail.com, or on Twitter, Pastor Rouse Show. It leaves you really questioning something. It says, lean not to your own understanding. What we see and what we believe and what we think, what we feel, is not the same as what God experiences. How God sees life and how God deals with life is very different from how we do it. Amen? So I think it's very important that we remember that we can still get through things. As much as we may not understand it, sometimes we should focus so much on trying to understand it, but just trusting and praying on it. Amen? Praise God. I think that's very important that we can actually do that much. All right. We definitely want to hear from you throughout the week on our Hot Point on Right On Point topic, Brian Banks. We're going to continue to follow on some of this and definitely keep moving along with that. But in the meantime, I want to get some, we want to keep moving here along with some of what we've got happening. As I mentioned, we've got cricket going on, cricket going on. And so we're going to move on. And I'm going to play Push by Lindsay Ann Cuffey. Continuing with our Caribbean theme, Push until something happens. Amen.
Lindsay Ann, you're probably wondering where you are. Well, I'll tell you where you are. You're in the room, and you will meet your doom. Don't waste time calling his name. He won't come back for you. He will never push your way out. These walls will crush you.
Well, look, we've come to push again. We're pressing up until the end. Cause Jesus coming back again. Don't you forget this, my friend. This pressing thing will never end. This pushing thing will never end. This praying thing will never end. This breathing thing will never end. Push, push, push.
Come on and meet me, come back and my hands.
push and pray and pray, pray until something happens. Amen. And, you know, I'm sure that's what he did. Praise God. So, we have cricket actually taking place right now. We will be heading on location shortly after the show and touching base with both Pierce and Morgan and also with Winston Haynes and touching base to see how things are going out there in Pickering with the Pioneer Cavalier from Barbados and the Pickering Cricket Club. But in the meantime, as you all know, yesterday they were playing Markham, and we had a wonderful day, and so we just want to touch base and let you know how things went and the match and all of those wonderful things. So we had the opportunity of speaking with some very important people who I said at the beginning of the show will be joining us. We did speak to a couple people. I do apologize again for any technical audio issues. Somehow, I'm not sure what happened. All the wind got picked up in our audio, and we're slowly trying to get that wrong. And what we want to do is we want to be able to bring it to you. We're going to give you what we have because we have to do some editing. It will be edited for Tuesday's show. Plus, we'll have a lot more clearer audio and better audio as we get moving on because this is an outdoor event. And we do have some technical things that we were supposed to do for the show. And somehow, the recording didn't seem to work out. Now, one of the first people that we spoke to was actually a new member of the Pioneer Cricket Club, and it's Andrea Codrington, and she's one of the women that came all the way from Barbados. And so I had the opportunity of interviewing because it's rather interesting to experience all these new people. And I got to see a lot of them about 2 years ago when they first came. And so she was not there, well, at least when I saw them, because I think they've been there before. So here's the interview. Again, we apologize for the audio issues. Continue to listen the best you can to Andrea Codrington and Pastor Jay Rouse on occasion yesterday at the Markham match between Pioneer and Markham Pickering, Markham Cricket Club. This is Pastor Jay Rouse on location again in Markham at the cricket match for the Barbados Pioneer Cavaliers and also Markham Cricket Club. I'm here with Andrea Codrington. She's actually the Pioneers. Yes, the Pioneer Cricket Club doesn't just consist of men, but there are women involved as well. Andrea, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
Okay. I know they come and they bring
and friends, but basically when visiting Canada, I come with other friends.
Mm-hmm. now, so it's just over that, okay?
Yeah.
So there's lots to be done.
Yes, yeah, so I'm told, and so far it's very, very enjoyable. I'm sorry I didn't join the club before.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm admiring. I was teasing my uncle earlier because I got one of the shirts. I always get a complimentary shirt courtesy of my Uncle Ronnie, who's on this, a Pioneer member himself. But I was noticing that they have nice jackets this year, and they've got their names and everything, and they've got the Pioneer Cavalier. My favorite thing has always been the logo. It says 100% agent. And I love wearing it, but my percentage is a little off, so we just have to pretend. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So now when you guys are back in Barbados, you guys have meetings and everything, do women get more involved in that sort of thing?
Not really. But we have, you know, it's part of it.
Doing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So they're pretty good with that, with trying to educate people and explaining things.
Yes, well, if you have to ask any of the guys anything, they're always willing.
Yeah.
And they make us very, very welcome.
Okay, very good. Well, we'll be touching base with you over the next few days just to see how the visit's going. And thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure meeting you. I always get, they come with different people, so I never get to see who's, we've got some returning people, but they're a little camera shy today and didn't want to go on radio, so. But it's very good that they're here, and you're fitting in really well. And welcome aboard.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Okay. That's the horrible audio. We're going to definitely touch base again with Andrea today and over the next few days, and we'll have guaranteed much clearer audio. Yes, I think, you know, everything comes with technical issues. Now, one of the other people that we got to speak with, two other people, so I'm going to put this one on now. And this is, once again, we apologize, but this is Pearson Morgan, sports journalist, and Pastor Jay Rouse. Hi, we're continuing here live on location at Pastor J. Rouse, here with the Pastor J. Rouse Show, and we're still in Markham and currently on a break with the wonderful Barbados Pioneers and Markham Cricket Club playing today. And the fact that we're getting good at the program is even better. Amen. Praise God. I'm here with a very wonderful, well-known gentleman by the name of Pearson
Morgan.
Morgan. And he's
Yeah. each other and just enjoying the sport itself.
Yes, well, when I joined Cavaliers, I can't remember, it must be about 7 years ago, but they were entertaining the thought of coming to Canada for the first time, and I must say that I don't want to pat myself on the back, but having lived here for over 16 years, I was instrumental in explaining to them, the pros and cons, and trying to get them to understand that when they came to Toronto, they would have a great time. And they had such a great time on the first occasion that they wanted to come back a year later. But now this is, I think, our fourth trip in about 8 years. So you can understand that the guys are happy. We also tour the Caribbean, but every other year for the past 8 years, we've been here in Toronto. As the guest of our that speaks a lot.
It does. And I realize that Melbourne is very intense with their social aspect of what they do with the cricket. And I think it's important because it brings, I wouldn't say a not so serious aspect to it, but it makes it a little bit more comfortable to be involved with the sport of cricket itself.
Yes, well, that's the mutual thing between the two clubs, cricket, but like Marvin is a sports and social and cultural club, and I would say that we are the same, although we don't stress the cultural aspect, but we do the same things in each club. So there's a lot of mutuality between the clubs, and that's great.
Yes, I was speaking with one of the earlier guests on the show, and we were discussing about the growth of cricket in Canada now that we have Cricket Canada. And I understand we're trying to work on an ICC team. So I think more awareness is coming to the sport here in North America as opposed to where it would be in England and in the parts of Africa and in the Caribbean.
Well, if you spoke to people like Vincent and some of the old stalwarts here who were members of clubs like Dover Court and so on, they will tell you that we were very instrumental, Barbadians and West Indians and the whole were very instrumental in setting up the league earlier. Some of these guys helped to plant the grass at King City, the big cricket field at King City, grass and trees and so on. And they're now retired from the game, but they still have their interest. So, now the people from Asia have taken over the continent. Indians and Pakistanis have filled our spot.
Mm-hmm.
But we were primarily instrumental in helping to establish cricket many, many, many years ago.
Right. I was also mentioning too that the prices are more to the forefront now. Share purchasing by Mark Wahlberg. Forgive me, Mark Wahlberg, a famous actor, musician in the United States, which seemed to have taken everyone by surprise. But I think if they're paying that much attention to what's going on with the sport itself, to invest into it means that they see something viable there.
Right.
What
right.
are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's good because for the first time, I think a match, an ICC game was played in Florida. I think it's Fort Lauderdale, which is the international home of West Indian cricket in North America. So cricket is coming more and more to the fore, and what can I say? It's not going to be as big as soccer, but it's holding its own.
Well, and actually, it's soccer, because soccer has its international aspect as well. But you notice it's still once again only in certain concentrated areas. Mm-hmm. For the same reason, hockey tends to be the key thing here. Soccer in Toronto is just starting to really grow only because of all the international interaction. So I think maybe, much like that sort of a sport, it's key that as West Indians and Asians and South Africans and Australians, that we push to be able to make it a little bit more known and more comfortable.
Unfortunately, what is against us is that we are not producing enough young children who are taking up the sport. We find that West Indians, we are not very profligate in producing offspring, and even for our young children are more interested in the North American hockey and so on rather than cricket. So it's difficult.
Sponsoring many things. Chicago Ramblers. Now, I've noticed, once again, a more Asian affluent type club. They have set up little cricket training centers, really pushing for the young people. So I think maybe, much like any sport, we have to sort of invest not just the money, but the time,
right,
I
yeah.
think,
yeah.
To start getting children more involved and get them more aware. I think we as adults, we tend to show up at the games and enjoy them and enjoy the fellowship, but we tend to leave the children at home.
Oh, true, yeah.
And I think we have to maybe get them out here so they can see it and get more familiar with it. Much like me, 2 years ago, I didn't know much, but I got very involved in it. And I think we were saying that once you're connected to it, you tend to get more into it and you grow. I'm learning so much more now that here I am hosting and sponsoring.
That's good. And I want to congratulate you on the work that you're doing. And wish you all the best. It can only go from strength to strength.
Amen. And I'm trying. I only do what the Lord allows me to do, but there's a vision and there's a purpose. And I think, as my show, being Christian-oriented, we try to bring things that are not standard church. Everyone knows church. We want the world to know that we are Christians. We have a great time, and we have lots of fun, and we get out and about and do things. And I think, being from a West Indian background, one of the key things I know that they enjoy is this sport.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting that no matter what sport you talk about, the Christians are out there spreading the world. I think even in athletics, there's a big Christian ministry as well. A lot of the athletes who are Christians speak about their Christianity, and that is good. But we as Christians must do our part and keep spreading the word, because if we don't, then Hollywood will take over and just bastardize the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important that we as Christians hold our own and speak out and praise God and spread the word and the ministry. And I want to wish you and your ministry all the best and continued success.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. I really appreciate it. Obviously, we'll be seeing a lot more of you over the next two and a half weeks, hopefully.
Yes, I'll be here until the team leaves for Boston. Then I'm heading to New York. And interestingly enough, when I'm in New York, there is a radio program which is on the internet that I'm usually asked to do some work with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pleasure of mine to do that all the time when I'm in New York. I can't remember the call letters of the station now.
Well,
but it's
you
a
know
Christian
what?
Ministry.
You get
I
back
let
to
you
me.
Know,
I'm
yeah.
obviously going to see
right.
you.
Yeah,
and we'll
yeah.
definitely make sure we put a link
right.
on our broadcasting
right.
communication
That'll
page and get some information out
right.
there. I know everyone wants to listen and hear what you have to say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to impose on you, and hopefully maybe we can do some
no,
updates.
That's not an imposition
would,
at all. That would be my pleasure.
Honored.
My pleasure. And, of course, anytime you're in Barbados or you or your listeners, they can feel free to contact us. My president, I'm sure, will give you a contact link. We have people in our club from all walks of life and
well,
all spheres.
Well, actually, it's funny you should say that, because I will be there in October. I've
right.
got some interviews
Great.
Lined up. I will be
Great.
Doing interviews for my ministry, and I'm also an author.
I look forward to seeing
yes,
you.
Yes, so I'll be there too, but definitely, we would love to get some more information. We will do everything on location, including recording the show as well as video, and we want to bring the Caribbean
mm-hmm.
to the rest of the world, so we'll be doing lots of video,
mm-hmm.
Anything we can to get everyone out to, so they can fall in love with our little island that we love.
Great, and we need all the promotion and publicity we get in Barbados. Tourism is our business,
mm-hmm.
and we all play a part. That's our slogan. Tourism is our business. Let's play a part.
Amen. Very well said. I'm so honored that we could be here with you this evening, and we definitely look forward to hearing more from you, and I will also get that link. Thank you so much again for your time.
And I want to thank you for offering to interview me. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Likewise.
Okay. That was our very windy interview with Pearson Morgan, sports journalist with the Caribbean Broadcast Corporation. And yes, we definitely will be connecting up with him several times throughout the tour, and he'll be doing some work with us as well. So we're really proud of that. Again, we apologize for all the technical issues. Today's will be cleaned up and more sorted, because we didn't have time to get the audio together. And from here on in, I'll have much better audio, and we're better equipped for outside. outside. Amen, God. You can't stop the wind, and you certainly can't stop the rain, but you can't stop Pastor J. Rouse either. Amen. Now, we did have some more audio that we're going to put out there. We will hold on now. But in the meantime, what I would like to mention, again, is that, you know, don't so much on the understanding and the trusting of the Lord. Amen. I think I always say to love a man, you can't sit down and try to break him down, evaluate him, or understand him. You just have to love him. Amen. Praise God. And, you know, there's a book written many years ago. What did it say? Men are from Mars and women are from Venus. So I figure, you know what? Why waste time trying to figure them out? Why not just accept them the way they are and love them the way they are and continue to support me? And so this is how I walk through life. I may not understand a lot of what the Lord does, but he always knows what he's doing. He always has a reason for doing it. Amen. And so for that purpose, you know, it says again, you got to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and not to thine own understanding, and to acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct your path. Praise God. We will get to hear more from Wilson Hayes throughout the next coming days. But until now, I at least let you know that we need to hear more about the cricket score. So here's Winston Hayes with the scores from yesterday's match, the Pioneers and Marco Cricket Club. All right, Pastor J. Rouse here. We continue here at on location in Markham at the Pioneer Cavalier and Markham cricket match. We're at the end of the match now, and we're here with Mr. Winston Hayes again.
Yeah, and Pioneer Cavaliers lost their first match of the tour by 1 wicket. Very exciting match indeed, tough match. Pioneers batting first in the 30 overs, scored 133 for 6. With Antonio Ford, top scorer with 62. Nice to work with, made 39. Winston Hayes, oh, I know him. He made 12. and bowling for Markham, I see that Agar had 5 for 27. I see Smith picked up 2. And Skeet also picked up 2 for 11 in 4 overs. That's a fairly tight bowling performance by the Markham team. When Markham batted, they struggled a bit. At one point, they were 17 for 4. Some tight bowling by the opening bowlers. But coming on to the end, Yona Ryan, who made 28, and Ali, who was 34 not out, rallied the Markham side. Peter Week also batted well for 23. Pioneer Cavaliers, Glenfield Griffith also took 4 for 21 in 6 mm-hmm. overs, so he had a very good match indeed.
Yeah, definitely.
Perch got 2 for 6 in 3 overs, and Yardbow got 1 for 29 in 6 overs. Pioneer Cavaliers were let down by their fielding. They dropped some 6 catches during the game.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think we had somebody injured, though.
Yeah, they were about their older side, so they struggled a bit in the field, but 6 catches that went to hand, you know,
mm-hmm.
next day, and if 3 of them were taken, they would have won the game comfortably, especially
definitely.
When at one point they had Markham struggling at 50 for 5. I think at the end of the 15 overs, the score was like 76 for 5 in 15 at that point. So
mm-hmm.
it was a close game, but Markham
very
rallied
close.
In the end. Exciting game.
Mm-hmm.
It could have gone either way. I think the last pair added like 16 for that last wicket.
Yeah,
so
Markham did some pretty good batting there at the end.
Yeah,
there, and they got quite a few runs in there. They were getting a little exciting there
But as I said, poor feeling, let down Pioneer Cavaliers.
Mm-hmm.
They dropped some 6 catches on the day. You always say the side that feels the better, you know, catches win matches. And anytime you drop 6 catches, it's really hard to win a game,
mm-hmm.
unless the batting is Bragg's were in D. So, tough game, but losing by one wicket in their first game. Well played, Markham.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Griffiths was a standout. He made 39 and he took 4 for 21 in 6 overs.
Mm-hmm.
Would he leave in the man of the match on this day, even although they end up on the losing side?
Yes, definitely, definitely. Now, I realize that age made a difference, but it's actually pretty good considering, because Markham has a pretty young team.
I would say experience ruled out first, because when you look back and you see that they were 50 for 5 at one point, I mean 17 for 4 and 50 for 5, it shows that Pioneers were in control of the game at that stage.
Yeah.
But the last three batters then is who really stood out for the Markham team. Ali himself batted very, very well, 34 and up. He batted sensibly as well, supported by Weeks himself, who played a good innings. And Deona Rang was solid. He batted for a long period, too. So now those are the younger members of Markham,
exactly.
As you
very
said.
Young,
yeah.
Very
so
young, yeah.
They rallied the side then at that point, indeed.
Yeah. So when you think about it, the youth kind of make their team a little bit and then kind of help them out a little.
That is very true.
So then I guess Pioneers have to start recruiting a few younger people again, and then they'll definitely clean house for sure.
We'll have to try to bring in one or two youngsters in for the the remaining games.
Well, I know one of your youngsters that you usually bring is actually on the Lime team, and he's the captain of the Lime team,
that's
so I
right.
guess he's busy trying to prepare for his tour for when they arrive on Wednesday, but maybe you'll be able to steal some of their guys to try
well,
and help out if you need it.
That's very true. We've already spoken about that, that when they're here, they will help us out as well.
Because I know they're
connected. Not playing.
Definitely. And I think, too, you also have Errol Barrow, who usually hangs out with Malvern, and he plays for Lime, but he wasn't around any today to help anybody. So.
Yeah, well, we always wanted to play our guys the first game so that we ensure that at least everyone get a game.
Right.
You know, and then after that, you can juggle and mix according to how one feels. Some guys will take a rest after a game or two. I think it's tough to play two or three on a stretch.
Yes.
With the type of activity that goes on during the game, it's all day, all night going as such at this age. So
it is a lot, though. It is
a
lot. I mean, even just watching from the side, you get achy and you got to keep moving and keep staying involved. But I think all around they did pretty well. Now, tomorrow they take on Pickering.
That's right.
I know Pickering's another strong team.
Yeah, it's also a strong team. As I said, I hope we can supplement two guys, at least two players to help us out.
Mm-hmm.
As such, I know Griffith himself is carrying a little injury, a little leg injury.
Yeah, I saw him limping earlier.
Right, he may need a rest as such. But what we'll do, we'll get together tonight, talk about it, and put it together and regroup again tomorrow.
Okay,
you know,
well, maybe a nice
game.
Rest. We'll see what it brings. I'm looking forward to it because it seems to get more and more exciting.
I don't think it's going to be a rest. They're still going to go hard at it tonight.
Well, but that's okay. They're here for a tour and they're here to have fun.
That's
but at
true.
The same point, I think based on the playing I'm seeing from 2 years ago, I would have to say I'm seeing quite a bit of an improvement. I think there's a more serious end to the game, I feel.
Yeah, we always thought that we could have won the game right down to the last over, so that's something that didn't happen last tour. I mean, we were in it right up to the last over. It could have gone either way. As I said, we just held two, three of those catches. It would have been over a long time ago, but it's part of the game. You don't see catches in the book, you know.
But see, and I'm still chalking it up to some injured people, because some of them who were trying to make some of those catches, there were some amazing almost catches that took place, and it was phenomenal. I'm surprised that he actually even came that close to catching it, and then was still slightly injured at the same time.
Yeah,
so.
Well, as long as we always ask you to make an effort, you know, at least once you make an effort, you try to do your best.
That's right.
There's nothing more we can
That's
ask
all
of
you. Can do,
right.
Yeah.
So, as you can see, the attempt they went to catch it, you know, it's not like a guy was shirking or didn't want at it because everyone had that will to win.
Definitely.
That's very important. So,
okay,
we'll try harder the next game.
Well, we'll put it to a nice rest and then see what we're going to take on with Pickering. Maybe we'll see where they're at. You never know. They may be having a good time as well tonight, so we'll have to see where we take it from there.
The important thing is that we know we can win the game. We got that close today, so we'll try hard again next time.
Okay, I like that spirit.
All right.
And again, that's Pastor Jay Rouse and Winston Hayes. Thank you so much for joining us and taking the time out after the match.
Thank you so much.
Job well done. You did a good job yourself.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, so that was Winston Hayes with the update of yesterday's match between the Barbados Pioneer Cavalier Cricket Club and Markham Cricket Club, and they had their awards presentation last night. So that brings us to today,
and the match is going on. It's probably been playing now for about an hour, so we will definitely see where things go from there. And we'll be touching in and updating. Okay. All right. So on that note, we shall wrap up today's special sports presentation and the launching of our cricket season and our month and our Caribbean month. Amen. And remember our scripture for the day, just like Brian Banks, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Praise God. So it doesn't matter what you go through in life. We can't always speak for the Lord. We can't always understand the Lord, and we most certainly cannot do what the Lord does. So in that note, I would say that your best bet in life is to just continue, as a sister would say, push, pray until something happens. And it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. That is a type of trust that's really hard to give. It's very hard to let go of so many things. And we like to think we're in control of things, but we're not. So we have to trust in the Lord, and we have to continue to allow the Lord to do what he needs to do so he can finish his work and perfect whatever it is he has for us. And to Brian Banks, we say big ups, as they would say in Jamaica, and we give him props. Amen. And I just really, really, really pray that God continues to bless him and that he be an example. And, well, and forgiveness. Amen. We've got to forgive. It's hard, but we do. And sometimes it's hard to forget, but the Lord didn't say you had to forget. He said just to forgive. Amen. Praise God. Well, until Tuesday, well, we may be doing another update, but in the meantime, remember, God be with you. Jesus loves you, and so do we. Keep coming out to the cricket matches, and we'll see you and talk to you soon. Be blessed, and be careful. God be with you until we meet again.
Out of sand.